Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up the week, my Christmas break week, as well as wrapping up the 2022 year broadcast of these morning devotions as we prepare for January 1st on Sunday. And been talking and praying this week about the word of truth and about Jesus being that word of truth and the truth that is real, the truth that exists because of him. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the truth of presence. In John chapter 1, which is where we've been camped out this week, verse 10, it says, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him." They read that, it kind of, well, it sounds more modern than it does ancient. It was true in the day of Jesus. He walked among mankind. He performed miracles. He taught. He loved. He forgave. And the vast majority of people had no idea who was among them. But I think if you look at our world today, and a very similar thing could be said, that though the world was made through him, the world does not recognize him. And so today, as we talk and pray about the truth of presence, we come to the point of needing to realize that God's presence is with us. It's in this world. Jesus promised that he would never leave us or forsake us, that he would give us his Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, that would remind us of God's presence in this world, of God's presence within us. And it's one of the reasons why my wife and I use that title, Created for Glory, to describe our photography hobby. It's capturing those glimpses of God's glory, of recognizing his presence through that which he has made, and trying to share it with others, trying to bring it to light. As we've talked this week about Jesus being the light and the life and all of the things that are truth. He said he would not leave us as orphans. He would not abandon us. And yet, how often do we walk through life in the midst of all that he created and forget that he's there and not recognize his work? And there are times where God shows up in ways that are simply unexplainable. And yet we do our best as humans to explain away the work that only God can do. And he's in our midst. And he's working day in and day out. And the truth of presence says that we need to open our eyes. We need to pay attention. So that statement that of Him being in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not and does not recognize Him, would not hold true in our life. That we would be different from the world. But it would also open our eyes to how the world, I want to say, sees the truth, but how it fails to see the truth. The Bible talks about times where our minds are clouded, our eyes are clouded. When Jesus would teach in parables, He would say that it was so that those who did not want to understand would not understand. That there had to be a willingness, an effort, a desire on our part to see and to know what God is doing. Jesus would use that phrase at different times, that he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And we read that in these letters this messenger brings to the churches that we read about in the first couple chapters of Revelation. Messages of encouragement, messages of warning. Similar messages to what God has given us throughout His Word. And to live with an awareness of His presence, to have ears that do hear, to have eyes which do see. Because when we live with that awareness, when we know the truth of presence, it ought to change the way we live. It's been said by many, I know I've said at different times, would we live life differently if Jesus was physically, visibly walking beside us everywhere we went today? And I know it's a tough dilemma to have to wrestle with that question. Because in our heart we want to say, well, no, I wouldn't live life differently. But also in our heart, there's likely that element that is not sure. But if we live with that awareness of His presence, if the truth of presence guides us every day, there are times that we get caught up in something that God's Spirit convicts us. And we know that that's not something that would be pleasing to God. That's not something we would want to be doing if Jesus was physically and visibly present right there with us. And so it's tough for us to realize the truth of presence when it's not something we can physically see with our eyes. The Bible talks about the Spirit being like the wind, that you can't really see it, but you can see what it does. You can feel its effects. And the truth of presence says God is that. He's here. He's moving among us. He's real. He desires that we would be aware of His presence, that we would acknowledge Him, that we would know Him. As we wrap up this year, 2022, it's my prayer that this truth of presence would carry us through every day that we live. As we spend time this weekend remembering the past year and celebrating the coming of the new. May we do so with an awareness that the one who made everything around us continues to exist. That while not physically, visibly so in the way that he was in that first century, that God is among us. His presence dwells with us. And may we be those that recognize that the world is made through him. And that we recognize him through his handiwork. The handiwork of creation, the handiwork of transformation, the handiwork of presence and love and forgiveness, the things that exist in our life because he is there. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us all that we need for righteousness, for purity, for holiness, for recognition of your presence among us, your presence in us. And Father, today may we live with a greater awareness of the truth of presence. And even as we recognize the world being made through Jesus, and yet seeing the majority of people that we encounter not fully understanding that, may we continue to be the light of the world. May we continue to live in a way that represents your presence in this world. May we strengthen the weak. May we bring comfort to the hurting. May our life be poured out in a way that expresses your love. May we be those who live with ears that hear and eyes that see. May the truth of presence guide us in our actions and our words in each moment of our life. As we consider the things that we do, the things that we want to do, may we know that all things have been made through you. And may we see you in the lives of those that you have created, and especially in the lives of those that have responded to your calling to become children of God. Father, today, may the truth of your presence help us to live in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. If you're in the South Bend, Indiana area and looking for a church home, I would invite you to join us at Deer Run Church of Christ at 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. This Sunday, January 1st, we'll begin the year and kick off the year with a message I've called All In. And the Bible says that God searches, his eyes roam the earth, looking for those who are fully devoted to him in order to strengthen them. And we're going to look a little bit about what that would look like to be all in and to be strengthened by God. And so if you're in the South Bend area, you're looking for a church to fellowship with, to worship with, please feel free to join us We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I do pray that your day today is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.